In the gospel reading today, when our Lord tells his disciples that they are to make sure their loins are girt, their lamps are burning, we of course recognize he's saying, okay, just be like people waiting for their master's return from a wedding. We actually need to look a little bit further than that, because for the Jewish people, to have your loins girt is going to have a slightly bigger meaning to it. Because this is exactly what they were told to do at the time of the Exodus. And so when our Lord is talking about you know not the day or the hour, they knew in that case, because Moses had told them and God had told Moses, they knew that the angel of death was coming. They knew to prepare. And they were to prepare with their loins girt and with everything ready. That's exactly how they celebrate the Passover to this day. They have to be like people who are ready to flee, people who are about to make a journey. And so it's not just let's dress up and have a nice meal. It's like, no, you need to be prepared as if you are leaving tonight, as if you are going to be leaving and going on a journey. That's what the Lord is telling them. To understand what is going on. So, in other words, it's our exodus from this world that he's talking about. So yes, he's returning as if from a wedding because it's his own nuptials. It is he himself who has married his church. And it is in heaven that the glory of that is seen in its fullness. But we know neither the day nor the hour of the second coming. Even though the Jewish people knew the day, and they kind of had an idea of the hour that it was going to happen in the middle of the night, but still they didn't know exactly when it was going to happen. They had to be prepared. And so our Lord is telling us that that's how we have to be all the time. Because the journey that we are going on is the most important one our entire life, because it's the journey from this world to eternity. And so it's not so much about the physical preparations, because the physical preparations make absolutely no difference. The body's going to be left behind. All the stuff is going to be left behind. It's not going to make any difference at all. To have your loins girt in this situation is to have your soul prepared, to always be ready, to be in the state of grace, to always be looking in that direction. If we get caught up in the things of the world, we take our eyes off of God. And if we take our eyes off of God, where are we going to put them ultimately? Right back on ourself. Yeah, we can get sidetracked by the things outside of us, but ultimately it comes back to ourselves. Why do we get sidetracked by all those things? Because of what it means for me. If we're truly going to be prepared for the coming of our Lord, whether that's at the end of our own life when he comes to us, or whether it's the second coming when he's coming to the whole world, it doesn't matter. We need to be looking for him. One of the things that I would always tell people who are dying, say, just look for the light. When you see that light, it's Jesus and Mary coming for you. Just look at the light. The devil wants you looking at yourself because you're going to despair if you're looking at yourself. Our hope is in the Lord, and that's where the focus needs to be always. And that's what Jesus is telling us. Be prepared as if you are going to be in the Exodus here, because that's exactly what it is. And in case you're not sure that that's exactly what it is, look, I think it's in the 9th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. Because it says that Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem because it was the time of his exodus. Now they translated it, unfortunately, and so oftentimes they'll say when it came time for his passing, when it came time for his journey from this world or whatever. But the word that is there in Greek is exodus. When it was time for his exodus, he turned his face toward Jerusalem. It wasn't about going on a trip to Jerusalem. It was about what was going to happen at Jerusalem on the cross and ultimately bringing him into heaven. That's our task as well. This life is a journey. We are pilgrims on a journey. We are sojourners and strangers, as we're told in St. Peter, because our homeland is heaven. And so we need always to be prepared. The normal human thing is to kind of get sloppy, to get lazy. And our Lord talks about that, how the servants in these parables, they say, well, the master's long in coming, let's eat and drink and be merry and do whatever. He says, be careful, don't do that, because the master's going to come at a time when you don't expect. So always be prepared. By being prepared means, again, first and foremost, making sure that your soul is always in the state of grace. Secondly, making sure that your focus is on the Lord. Now, obviously, if we're keeping our focus on the Lord, God is going to ask us to be obedient to the duties of our state in life. So that doesn't mean, oh, I shouldn't go to work, or I shouldn't mow the lawn, or I shouldn't clean the house, or whatever. No, no, we have to do those things because those are required of us as part of our state in life. But it's a question even there of why we're doing it. St. Paul says, whatever you do, do it for the Lord. So again, look at the motive and why we're doing what we're doing. We want to do everything out of charity. We want to do everything with our focus on eternity, keeping our focus on Jesus, not knowing the day or the hour when he's coming for us, and it isn't going to matter. Because whenever he comes, he's going to find us watching. It's what St. Therese talked about. She said, oh, well, you know, if things are dry and dark in prayer, she called herself like a little bird, and she said, so if it's cloudy, the little bird is always looking right at where the sun is supposed to be. So that even if the clouds part for just a split second, the bird got to see the sun. Whereas the rest of us, if we're looking here, there, and everywhere, the clouds part, by the time we look, well, they've already closed. She said, no, I just keep my eyes right where they're supposed to be. Even if it's only for a split second I get to see him, that's where I was looking. That's the lesson for all of us. Just keep the heart, the eyes on Jesus. That way, it doesn't matter when he comes. Not only is he going to find us ready, he's going to find us excited about this. He's going to find us desiring to be able to be with him and to be ready to leave this world behind and to be able to go with him. Otherwise, we're going to say, oh, well, wait a second, I need to do this and I need to do that. And he's going to say, the kingdom of heaven isn't fit for those who are going to turn back. Let the dead bury their dead, he's going to tell us. You come after me. That's what we want, to be prepared to follow him, to have everything set always, so that doesn't matter what the day or the hour is. He'll find us prepared, and he will find us desiring the ultimate journey, the exodus from this world into heaven.